Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building a tape-hazy jungle pad drift in Ableton Live 12, the kind of atmosphere that supports timeless roller momentum without stepping all over your brakes and bass. And that's the key idea here. In drum and bass, pads are not just pretty background chords, they're part of the groove system. When they're done well, they add motion, tension, and emotional glue. When they're done badly, they crowd the low end, blur the snare, and make the whole track feel soft where it should feel locked. So our goal is to create a pad that feels a little worn, a little dusty, a little like it came from an old sampler or a tape loop, wide, but controlled, alive, but subtle, useful in intros, breakdowns, transitions, and outros. Basically, a pad that knows its job. Let's get into it. First, set up a clean MIDI track and name it something simple like Pad Drift. Keeping your session tidy matters more than people think, especially in DNB where drums, bass, breaks, effects, and atmospheres can pile up fast. For the instrument, start with Ableton's Wave Eatable if you want something flexible and beginner-friendly. Analog is also a great choice if you want a rounder, more classic character. If you already like working with samples, Simpler can be useful later for resampling. But for now, Wave Eatable is a solid start. Load a basic sound or initialize the patch if you're comfortable. Then write a short MIDI clip, maybe one or two bars long, so you can hear the loop in a proper DNB context. Now let's think about the harmony. For jungle and rollers, simple chords usually work best. You do not need a complex jazz lesson here. You need something moody, loopable, and strong enough to sit behind the rhythm. Try a minor progression like a minor to G to F to G, or D minor to C to B, B to C. You can also keep it even simpler and use just two chords if you want that hypnotic roller feel. If you want the classic jungle emotion, lean on minor sevenths, suspended notes, and voicings that hold tension without sounding too happy or too polished. For example, in a minor 7 voicing like A, E, G, C gives you a nice moody shape. A very important workflow note here: keep the notes long. Let the chords breathe over one or two bars. DNB is often about repetition with micro change. That's the magic. The pad should feel like it's drifting over the groove, not stabbing through it. Next, shape the envelope so the sound floats instead of punches. If you're using Wave Eatable, add a little attack, something like 100 to 300 milliseconds. Set the release fairly long, maybe around 2 to 4 seconds, so the chord tails can blend naturally. If you're on analog, use a soft attack there too, with a longer release. The feeling you want is more like tape air than synth hit. If the pad feels too forward, don't just turn it down immediately. First, soften the sound at the source. Lower the oscillator level, close the filter a bit, or reduce brightness. That usually works better than simply pulling the volume fader down. Now for the fun part, drift. This is where the tape haze feeling starts to come alive. Use very gentle modulation. In Wave Eatable, you can assign a slow LFO to Wave Eatable position or filter cutoff. Keep the rate very slow, and keep the depth small. We're not going for a wobble, we're going for subtle movement that you feel more than you notice. A useful mindset here is that the pad should breathe over 4, 8, or 16 bars. Not every second needs drama. If you want, map a macro called drift to a few subtle controls like filter cutoff, Wave Eatable position, or chorus amount. That way you can automate tiny changes between sections and make the arrangement feel alive. Now let's clean up the tone with EQ8. This step is really important in DNB, because the kick, snare, sub, and bass all need room to dominate. Pads should support the track, not smother it. Start with a high pass filter somewhere around 120 to 250 Hz. For many sounds, around 180 Hz is a good starting point. If the pad feels muddy, make a small cut in the 250 to 500 Hz area. If it feels harsh or pokey, gently tame the upper mids, somewhere around 2.5 to 5 kHz. The big lesson here is this: in DNB, low-end separation is everything. A pad can sound huge even when it's filtered and quiet, because the ear reads movement, width, and texture as size. Next, add some color with saturator. Use it lightly, just a touch of drive, maybe 1 to 4 dB, is enough to give the pad a slightly dusty, compressed, tape-like feel. If you need it, turn on soft clip, but keep an eye on output so you don't get fooled by loudness. After that, bring in chorus ensemble for width and motion. Again, subtle is better. Keep the mix modest, the rate slow, and the depth under control. We want controlled stereo movement, not a glossy super wide wash. In DNB, too much width can blur the groove and make the drop feel less focused. If the sound starts to feel seasick, back off. A pad should sit around the drums, not spin around them. Now create space with Reverb. Hybrid Reverb or the standard Ableton Reverb both work fine. For jungle and rollers, the reverb should usually be darker and more restrained. Think atmosphere, not cloud explosion. A decay somewhere in the 1.8 to 4.5 second range is a good place to start, with a short pre-delay if needed. A really smart workflow move is to put reverb on a return track instead of inserting it directly. That gives you much more control. You can send only as much as you need, and automate the send level in breakdowns or transitions. This is especially useful in old-school flavored DNB, where you want the pad to feel like it's floating behind the break rather than sparkling on top of it. Now add echo, very lightly. Echo or delay can be great for those drifting tails between phrases. Keep the feedback low, darken the filter, and keep the mix subtle. One really effective trick is to automate a small delay throw at the end of a 4-bar or 8-bar phrase. That gives you movement into the next section without cluttering the whole loop. Try this kind of arrangement thinking. Start with the pad filtered and low. Open it up a little as the section develops. Add a bit more reverb or delay at the end of a phrase, then pull it back when the drop lands. That's classic roller energy. The track moves forward, but nothing feels overloaded. If you want a more old-school result, resample the pad to audio. This is a big one. Once the sound is where you want it, create an audio track, set the input to resampling, and record 4 or 8 bars of the pad. Now you can chop it, reverse pieces, fade in and out certain moments, or process the audio more like a sample. Resampling is powerful because it commits the vibe. Jungle and old-school DNB often feel aloof because the textures sound like they've been captured, not endlessly tweaked. If you resample with the reverb and delay tails included, then cut the audio so only the best drift moments remain, you can get a really worn, musical texture. Now let's place the pad in the arrangement properly. This is important. Your pad should be a support layer, not a lead instrument. In DNB, arrangement is about energy control. Use the pad in the intro to set the mood. Let it open up in the pre-drop. Bring it back fuller in the breakdown. In the drop, keep it reduced, filtered, or ghost-like if you use it at all. Then let it return in the outro to help with DJ blending. A simple structure might look like this. First 8 bars, filtered pad with drums. Next 8 bars, a little more movement. Bass enters, pad ducks slightly. Drop lands, pad becomes a thin atmospheric layer or disappears. Then in the breakdown, it comes back fuller and wider. And don't forget automation. In fact, in this style, automation often matters more than extra plugins. Small moves in volume, filter cutoff, reverb send, or stereo width can make a simple pad feel expensive and intentional. Now a few common mistakes to watch out for. First, don't make the pad too bright. Beginners often leave too much top end in, and then the pad fights the hats and snare. If the snare starts losing presence, darken the pad first. Second, don't leave too much low end in there. High pass it more than your instinct tells you. If the pad is muddy, the fix is usually in EQ, not just volume. Third, be careful with reverb. Too much wash can kill the roller drive. Use less than you think and control it with a return. Fourth, keep the modulation slow. We want drift, not wobble. Fifth, check mono. A pad can sound huge in stereo and hollow in mono. Always listen for phase problems before you get too attached. And sixth, arrange it with purpose. If the pad sounds identical for 64 bars, it probably needs automation, resampling, or some variation. Here are a few pro style ideas if you want to push it further. You can make a two-layer pad, one layer centered and stable for warmth, and another layer wider and softer for air. Keep the second layer very quiet. That gives you depth without making a mess. You can also try call and response phrasing, where one chord shape answers another with a slightly different inversion. That keeps the loop alive without turning it into a melody. Another good trick is a ghost chord. Add one very quiet extra note at the end of a phrase, just on transitions. It gives the ear a little hook without changing the vibe too much. And if you really want that old-school shadow feel, duplicate the pad. Make one version very dark and narrow, and bring it in only during breakdowns or intros. For heavier or darker DNB, you can even add a tiny bit of sidechain compression from the kick or drum bus, just enough to help the pad breathe with a groove. Even 1 to 3 dB of movement can make a big difference. So here's a quick practice challenge. Make one pad drift loop for a DNB intro. Load Waveatable or analog. Write a 2-bar minor chord loop using just 2 chords. Give it a soft attack and long release. Add EQ 8 and high pass around 180 Hz. Add a little saturator. Add chorus ensemble gently. Put hybrid reverb on a return track. Automate the filter cutoff over 8 bars. Then duplicate the clip and make the second version darker. If you have time, resample 4 bars and see which version feels most like it belongs under brakes and pace. The goal is simple. Make the pad feel like part of the roller system, not a standalone synth patch. So to wrap it up, a jungle pad drift is a supporting atmosphere layer. Keep the harmony simple, the motion subtle, the low end clean, and the arrangement intentional. Use slow attack, long release, light modulation, EQ cleanup, gentle saturation, controlled chorus, and restrained reverb. Resample when you want more old school character, and automate the whole thing so it breathes with the track. If you build pads this way, your DNB will feel more immersive, more timeless, and way more like a real journey.